Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello, once again, welcome to Voice Coaches Radio, our weekly podcast about the voiceover industry. We thank you for joining us. I'm Warren Garling, standing next to me once again. Mike Spring.
One of these days you're going to remember my name.
It's been so long. I thought this week, because of the holiday season fast approaching, we would talk about keeping in touch. This is the time of year that you get some things in the mail, usually a holiday card, perhaps an annual newsletter. You have anybody that sends you a newsletter?
Yeah, we get a couple from some family members, you know, from far out across the country that we don't get to talk to very often.
Sure. We get some from my Aunt Ethel and Uncle George that I really don't look forward to. They usually tell us how much money they've spent on their new motorcycles or something like that. But anyway, it got me to thinking about the various ways that you make sure you're remembered by producers or businesses that you want to do voice work for. So Mike and I thought we'd go through a few items that you can be thinking about this time of year as far as marketing yourself is concerned. And let's start with those newsletters. I happen to do one, just started doing it this year, actually. I'm going to make it a semi-annual event. So I sent one out in July, going to do another one here around the holidays. And it just kind of updates the folks that you'd like to work with and some that you have worked with about the work that you've been doing the past few months. Again, if you're busy enough, that's great. A couple times a year, you wouldn't want to do it more than that. If you're not as busy, do an annual and just, you know, mention the different projects you've worked on over the last few months or the last year. And it's just, once again, a nice way to be in front of somebody on a regular basis.
I actually get daily newsletters from Warren. He sends me emails pretty much every day saying, you know, going to the fridge, getting a drink. It's you don't want to do it that often. It gets a little bit much.
Just spreading the good word.
Well, speaking of spreading the good word, you know, as the holidays are coming up, it's a great time to send out some holiday cards to people that you want to work with and producers you've worked with. A couple simple guidelines there. Keep the cards non-denominational. Write a short personal message, you know, handwritten inside the card, and just kind of, you know, remind people that you're out there and spread a little good cheer in the holiday season.
You forgot to tell them about my idea of beating everybody else.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and of course it's a little too late for that this year. But, you know, for next year, we'll throw this out there for those of you who like to plan ahead. You know, Warren has a great idea, which is, you know, instead of waiting for the holidays when everybody else is also sending out those holiday cards, why not send out a Thanksgiving card? Maybe if someone you've worked with, thank them for the experience, or just a little reminder that, hey, you know, it's a nice time of year to spread a little cheer.
Now, when we're talking about keeping in touch, we have to be thoughtful and careful about how often is too often, all right? When you're brand new at this, I know you get excited. You think, okay, I'm just going to conquer the world, and you want to call somebody weekly to make sure that they remember that you're out there. Well, that's probably too much. But then you think, well, maybe I'll send somebody a little written note every 6 months. And I think that might be a little not often enough, all right? So you want it somewhere there in between. I will tell you that I did have a producer, actually it was a studio manager, approach me once about one of our students who was being, you know, very good about keeping in touch. She said maybe a little too good, and he was in touch with her like every 3 weeks. So obviously that person thinks that a little over a month, maybe a month and a half, you know, every 6 weeks or so, if you want to make a quick phone call or again drop a quick note saying you're still out here and you're, you know, anxious to work with them, that would be fine.
Right. Try not to let people forget about you, but don't bombard them with stuff so much that they're tired of hearing from you. I get daily emails from Warren. Oh, did I already make that joke?
Talked about that already.
One of the things we recommend is using the phone to reach out and touch someone, so to speak. It's a great way to make contact with people, to follow up with people, and, you know, find out who you should send your demo to or where to send it to. But I do know that some people aren't necessarily comfortable on the phone. So keep in mind, there's a lot of other resources out there. You can use the internet. You can certainly send emails to get contact info or to follow up with people. The Chamber of Commerce is a great website to find businesses in your area that you can contact and send your demos out to. So if you're not as comfortable on the phone, you know, don't panic. Utilize the other resources that are out there. There's plenty of them.
All right. All good ideas, if, of course, we do say so ourselves. There was one more that you came up with this morning, Mike, that I thought that you should share with our audience.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's very important to remember, if you have a favorite podcast that you listen listen to every week, say, I don't know, maybe every Thursday, and you really enjoy listening to it, and you wanted to send your podcast hosts a little holiday gift, you know, I think that's a really fantastic idea.
Last name is spelled G-A-R-L. Oh, no, no. Just you know, make sure a lot of zeros on that. But anyway, thanks again for joining us at voicecoaches.com. Mike writes a great blog on a regular basis at voicecoaches.com. You can catch us, of course, on Voice Coaches Radio. Every week we put a new one up here. And hey, enjoy the pre-holiday season.
Right, but we'll be back before the final holidays of the year.
So we'll be able to wish you happy holidays many more times between now and the holidays. Enjoy, and we'll catch you here next week. Thanks.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
All right, rolling.
Keeping in touch. Remember hearing, Crumola.
Crumola?
Crumola?
Nice.
Is that a candy bar?
All right.
I like how you put Welcome to Voice Coaches Radio at the top as if you're going to forget that part.
Well, I am.
Ill, as in cool, and then rhymes, I think you can probably.
Neat. I figured that part out, yeah. Like as in Busta.